Afghan survivors of failed U.S. drone strike, sorry is not enough. By Paul Bois on September 18, 2021. Afghan survivors of the failed U.S. drone strike that killed 10 innocent civilians, including 7 children, say sorry is not enough and are demanding accountability. On Friday, U.S. Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie admitted that the man targeted in the drone strike was aid worker Zamari Ahmadi, who had no connections with ISIS or the terrorist attack in August that killed 13 U.S. service members. The strike killed 9 other people, including 7 children, who were running up to Zamari's truck as he pulled into the driveway. "The strike was a tragic mistake," McKenzie told reporters on Friday following an investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin offered his deepest condolences to the surviving family members. "I offer my deepest condolences to surviving family members of those who were killed," Austin said. "We apologize, and we will endeavor to learn from this horrible mistake," he added. Ahmadi's brother, Imal, whose 3-year-old daughter died in the attack, told the Associated Press on Saturday that sorry is not enough and demanded accountability. "That is not enough for us to say sorry," said Ahmadi. "The USA should find the person who did this." According to CBS News, Ahmadi's brother said they will seek financial compensation for their losses and demanded that several members of the family be relocated to a third country, without specifying which country. Imal expressed frustration with the U.S. for taking weeks to apologize and acknowledge his brother as an innocent victim. Though he appreciated the apology, he demanded the United States punish the man who carried out the strike. "I want him punished by the USA," said Imal.